Good evening and thanks for joining us on the 10 p.m. news. My name is Kelly Aben. In the headlines, two bills, one of them seeking to extend the term of office of parliamentarians, have been communicated to members of parliament during a plenary chaired by House Speaker Kavayege Jibril. In sports, FAP handball ladies of Yaoundé have defeated Soleil Levant of Bétois 50-20 in one of the day four matches of the National Handball Championship in the men and women's category. Those were the headlines and now the news in full. Two bills have been communicated to members of the National Assembly at a plenary sitting being chaired by the House Speaker, the Right Honourable Kavayege Jibril. The bills include that to extend the term of office of members of the National Assembly to the 30th of March 2025 in order to lighten the electoral calendar, which provides for four elections, and the order to ratify the ordinance of the June 20, 2024 to amend and supplement some provisions of the finance law of Cameroon for the 2024 financial year. Proceedings at the National Assembly were also devoted to the budgetary orientation debate, which offers government and parliament the opportunity to exchange views on possible ways of rendering public finances sustainable in the light of strategic government policy guidelines and the budgeting outlook for the next three-year period. The decision to extend the term of office of members of the National Assembly is not only backed by legal provisions, it is also supported by the current realities in today's Cameroon. Albert Njembonde.
It is first and foremost important to note that extending the term of office of members of the National Assembly falls in line with legal provisions, notably Article 15, Paragraph 4 of the Constitution of the Republic of Cameroon and Section 170 of the Electoral Code, which mandate the President of the Republic to do so in case of a crisis or where circumstances so warrant. Today, the circumstance is warranted by the need to lighten the electoral calendar, which normally would have provided for four major elections in Cameroon in 2025, the presidential, parliamentary and municipal, as well as the regional elections. The material organization of these elections are sensitive and complex and require the mobilization of important human resources and logistics. Such extension gives ELECA more time and space to ensure that the technical and operational procedures are carried out in a more serene manner, such that this does not put to doubt the credibility of the polls. Through the extension, government intends to avoid that the preparation of one election is not tangled in the build-up to another. Beyond this, organizing an election entails significant financial resources in this particularly difficult economic context, and four elections in a year would have made the task cumbersome and difficult for the government. Especially looking at the fact that more financial resources would be needed in the northwest and southwest regions, which continue to face security challenges despite a commendable improvement of the situation.
Political Desk editor Albert Njembonde in that commentary. The Speaker of the National Assembly, the Right Honourable Kavayege Jibril, has tasked government to take into consideration proposals made by parliamentarians as it elaborates next year's budget. He made the remark this Saturday afternoon while sanctioning a plenary sitting devoted to the budgetary orientation debate, the exercise which offers the opportunity for the legislators to debate on the sustainability of public finances, also involved the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motazé. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Batitatoekwe reports.
For the sixth year running, tradition has been respected, that of providing a forum for members of the National Assembly to give their opinion on the government's budgetary policy choices in what is referred to as the budgetary orientation debate, a debate without a vote, as the Speaker of the National Assembly, the Right Honourable Kavayege Jibril, put it while chairing today's proceedings at the House Chamber, which lasted for about 4 hours. The 12 MPs who took to the rostrum saluted government for making available the medium-term economic and budgetary programming documents before the July 1st deadline as prescribed by the law. They, however, raised strategic issues, not a few, and gave orientations that will enable government to take into account the people's wishes and aspirations while elaborating the 2025 finance law.
Your Excellency, year in, year out, we talk of budgetary constraints. Yet the government pumps in a lot of money in areas that can yield income. My colleague who just left talked about the dam. The toll gates are yet to go operational. What is actually happening? Is it that we don't know what we are doing, or those who are responsible in carrying out this project are not meeting the targets that they have been given?
To these preoccupations and more relating to government's overly optimistic approach towards macroeconomic projections, the country's tax policy, energy supply, healthcare delivery, and a boost of the textile sector, to name but these, Finance Minister Louis-Paul Moutazeux gave necessary explanations. According to the finance boss, the outlook of Cameroon's economy remains positive, with growth rates expected to stabilize at 4.4% in 2025. Meanwhile, current inflation rates of 7.1% are expected to remain high and then drop to 4% next year. The economic outlook, therefore, remains highly dependent on the good performance envisaged mainly in the agricultural, manufacturing, and construction sectors.
Doris Batitatoikwe reporting. The 49th session of the Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophonie enters day two today, with the female network of parliamentarians advocating for increased funding to protect women in conflict zones. The meeting, which witnessed the election of Honorable Lydian Epoube as first vice president of the caucus, was preceded by the Youth Network and the Association of Francophonie Secretary Generals, who debated on migration and artificial intelligence. Esther Kima is on special assignment in Montreal, Canada. She now details today's deliberations in this report.
It was a hectic day too today at the 49th Annual General Assembly of the Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophonie, as the female caucus raised its voice against all forms of violence meted out against women and girls who are forced to endure brutal incidents of violence in conflict situations, exposed to fewer resources of protection, and oftentimes obliged to flee, leaving everything behind. The president of the network, Honorable Susie Chantal, underpinned the need for Parliament to suggest the increase of funding to end violence, champion women's empowerment, and engage men in the change of mindsets. In the ensuing elective sitting, another diplomatic gain was recorded for Cameroon, as Honorable Lydian Epoube moves from second to first vice president of the network, acclaimed amongst others by Senator Pierrette Ayato. On the sidelines of the conclave, the Francophonie Youth Parliament, grouping some 80 young parliamentarians, were drilled on the effects of illicit migration, the brain drain phenomenon, and the imperative for youth to be engaged in self-empowerment through education. Meantime, the Parliamentary Association of Clerks of Francophonie Parliaments, where studies on artificial intelligence and its implementation in lawmaking institutions, with the technology's capabilities and limitations examined, its potential to enhance parliamentary work, efficiency, provide insightful data analysis and assistance in the drafting of legislation, were highlighted. Sitting in for the clerk of Cameroon's National Assembly, the APF Administrative Secretary, Buba Alidu, edified the members on Cameroon's digital legislation that seeks to include artificial intelligence systems. Esther Kima, Montreal, CRTV.
You're listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. Some young women in the Southwest region have been equipped with entrepreneurial skills during an event in Buya. The activity that is aimed at encouraging young girls to learn a skill during this long holiday was organized by the Association for Sustainable Women Empowerment, dubbed ASWE. Details with Lucia Agbo from CRTV Southwest in Buya.
The workshop is aimed at empowering young women aged 15 to 30 in entrepreneurial skills like hairdressing, facial makeup, amongst others, during these long holidays.
Ange Meve Lubafo, founder of ASWE. We felt like we've been given things which are things that we consume and get finished. How do we make a difference? We make a difference by being able to empower them with an activity that they can actually do because it's holidays. We see around a lot of young girls roaming the street. Some of them are because they don't have anything better doing.
To the participants, the skills acquired in the course of the training will enable them to generate income for themselves.
It took a wrestling. Before now, I didn't really know much about makeup. If I should say, I should do my pencil. But now I've learned the real makeup, which in turn I know very well that I'm going to make money from it, because right now makeup is something that is flourishing.
But the manual Ayamba, I came really looking forward to knowing how to produce soap, knowing you can do something to generate income. It's going to increase your level of financial stability as a young woman.
Apart from learning entrepreneurial skills, the young girls also received lessons on menstrual hygiene and sex education. Lucia Agbo, CRTV News, Buya.
In sports, on a sad note, the mortal remains of the former Indomitable Lions coach Jean-Pierre Sadi has been laid to rest in his native Meteng village in Yoko in the Bam and Kim division of the Central Region. Hundreds of mourners, amongst them government ministers, politicians, former Indomitable Lions, local authorities and religious leaders, and sat present at the Yoko Sa SM Field this Saturday to celebrate the tactician, who was known for detecting and developing young talents in Cameroon. The director of the Cameroon Football Academy, Carl Enongachu, and the technical director of Cameroon Football, Angelbert Barga, attest. They spoke to CRTV's Ashu Tiko.
Sadi Jean-Pierre was my mentor in the coaching field. He was my coach also when I was playing with Victoria United, Isopopo. And I remember one day he said, with my ability of not only playing, but trying to analyze the game, I could become a good coach. He's the one that made me to stop playing football. And he took me with him and started teaching me how to coach, how to train teams, how to manage teams. He was a nice father, always ready to help others and always ready to give good advice. I think what happened a few months back, it is really regretful.
He took me to create with him the Brasseries Football School in 1989. It was the first academy in Cameroon, a very good manager, and also we worked together with the National Under 17 selection coming from Brasseries Football School, where we developed a lot of generations of Indomitable Lions. And for me, this is something unforgettable. He was a very good man. Apart from the professional aspect of his work, my memories I can keep from him is when we went out of the pitch and we went to the casino. He was dancing, saying, "Bute, bute, 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 bute." And it was very amazing.
Still in sports, FAB handball ladies of Yaoundé have trashed Soleil Levant of Betois 50-20. This was during one of the three matches played in Yaoundé today, counting for day four of the National Handball Championship in the male and female categories. And that brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news. My name is Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening.